Tim and I went to the WIRTS conference last week. It was a risk analysis type of conference. It was very interesting. It was a different type of investment consulting firm than what we're used to dealing with Milliman. It was a much larger firm. Very interesting, intense one-day conference. It's not one that you're out of there at 2. We went from 7:30 till 4:30. You got like a 10-minute break here and there, and that was it. Very interesting, though. We're working on redoing our form, so I wanted to give you we switched things up again. It looks like we're going more towards this logo here. So we have a new logo that our communications person has been working on. That way we have a nice block at the top of the form. We're working on the wireless for the boardroom, so we should have that by September. The problem is dealing with the firewalls and security, not only going through our system, but Mr. Ed Wu likes to get involved with some of the very secure items here, too. I will not be here at the August 14th meeting. Terry, do you have something you want to interject right here while I'm talking?
Yeah, the August 14th meeting will be my last meeting. Looks like I'll be retiring. I'll be joining.
Retire?
Yeah.
You ain't going to wait?
No.
So that means
over 30 years, it's time to go.
At the August 14th meeting, we will bring back information on what we're going to do with that position, how we go through the election process, how we bring things back to the Board of Supervisors. Karen Levy will be sitting here, so you can ask her all of the questions on that. Tim, do you have anything? Karen?
Just quickly, we handed out CDs today with the exhibits that were filed with the court regarding the AB-197 lawsuit. If you have any technical difficulties, they're all PDFs. Just let us know. We're hoping that they all work. If there's any other information you need, let me know.
Kurt?
Okay, any outside reports?
I can give one report, just to follow up on something that started with this board, which you may remember a couple of months ago, the issue of whether COLA should be included in calculating optional subsidies. This board adopted, I wanted to let you know, that the Orange County Board adopted that same position and instructed Siegel to start including it in their calculations for optional subsidies as well. We did that on Monday last week.
Okay. Thank you. Jeff?
And we've got a quick update on the small mid private equity search.
Okay.
Basically a list of the firms that we're down to. We're down to 15 from 34. So we're still going through. We've read all the RFPs, which is quite an endeavor.
That's always fun.
And we're really just kind of, you know, during that process, looking at the performance, reading the RFPs, focusing on firm ownership structures or decision making, that kind of thing. So we're intending to present the report in September, just because the August meetings are.
And September 11th is the meeting for the finalist or semifinalist presentation on this.
That's our intention. That's also our quarterly meeting.
Right.
So that would be.
And you have this, and do we have another semifinalist report at that time, too?
We have the international value equity search. If we want to do both semifinalists that day.
Let's get them done.
We can do that.
That's fine.
Okay. Then we'll target September 11th for both those searches. For the international value searches, we had a memo a month or so ago saying who was going to respond. We got the RFPs back about a week and a half ago, and we're just starting to get through all that stuff. So September 11th will be the target date for both the search.
September 11th, you said, is the date?
Yes. The quarterly report, so, is September 11th. Our regular board meeting, that will be September 4th. We usually run those together, and usually the first one in September is quarterly, but I believe Milliman is unavailable until the 4th. So, I mean,
we're
until
unavailable
the 11th.
On the 4th.
On the 4th, yes. So the 11th, you'll be here.
So we still have the 4th and the 11th as the two meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
And no meetings the second part of September, which actually works out very well because we have quite a few conferences and seminars.
All right. Trustee comments?
I actually do have a question for Terry, given I understand you're retiring, so that precludes you from serving on this board until your predecessor or successor is selected?
Once I retire, I can't be on the board anymore.
Yeah, once he retires, he can't.
Oh, I mean, I understand.
So what we'll have is we have an alternate who can vote for him. Karen will come back. We'll have a memo at the next meeting to start the process to probably call for an election if that's what the board wants to do.
And if we do go with an election, then your membership votes for your position.
Right.
Or this position.
And there's already someone who's been shadowing. Will.
Hi.
His shadow's a little taller.
He's shadowing me.
The way it happened the last time when Cullen retired, I was the alternate. I became the regular person. Bob Ray came in, became the alternate. And then once we had the election, then it starts over again.
Well, we'll have the whole memo for the board, so Karen will be here.
You're
and
still
happy to
the
go over it with everybody.
I'm happy to explain that.
Oh, you want to do it now? Okay.
Come on down.
As soon as Terry retires, his office becomes vacant. The alternate safety member then fills that vacancy. And in order for the board to fill that vacancy permanently, the statute says that the board must hold an election as soon as possible. And so at the next meeting, will you be here at the next meeting?
I'll be here on the 14th, and then I won't be here in September.
Okay, so the board will make a motion to call for an election, and in the meantime, the vacancy will be filled by Gabe.
But if there's already a policy or the law says that an election is held, why do we have to have a motion to do that? Doesn't that just delay it? Couldn't they go ahead and do we hold the election?
The board needs to take action, though, to get a resolution over to the Board of Supes.
Correct.
So we do time. It's one of those things.
No. Right.
So that's why we'll have it ready on his last meeting so we can get going right away.
And just working, because the Board of Supervisors won't be meeting on the 3rd, so our first meeting will be September 10th.
Okay.
I believe it first goes to the Elections Department with the county, and then they present it to the Board of Supervisors.
Oh, my goodness, you poor things. Not that Joe doesn't run a great department, but if it's in legislation, they should just, it should be a protocol, and you just do it. Anyway.
Harvey would like to comment.
Just a clarification so that we don't get people's expectations. In a vacancy, in that situation, the alternate doesn't fill the vacancy.
Right.
The vacant seat remains vacant. The alternate votes because of the absence, but does not become the seventh court member.
Yeah, I became the vacant.
So the alternate will not fill the vacancy. The alternate will vote in place of the absent. Until that vacancy is filled.
Just a question. The way that it's determined on who's the regular safety and who's the alternate is in a single election. The winner, whoever gets the most votes, is the regular member, and second is the alternate. Does that change? So we have an election just to choose the one regular member?
Yes.
The term.
Okay, it's
right.
Not the term.
The 3 years runs with the position.
With the position, not the individual.
Right, and Louis's position was vacated mid-term.
Okay.
Yeah.
His was at the end of the term.
Oh, it was.
And his was based on nominations by the retired groups.
You're special. We knew that.
He's very special. And the safety guys are up for re-election in spring anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is a temporary fill until we run the next.
Correct.
Got it.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Will we be discussing the pending litigation?
We will have closed
session.
In
one of the two September meetings, or the August meeting.
No, the August meeting.
Yeah, the August meeting.
Typically,
I just learned that Harvey actually will not be here.
Oh.
That week.
There won't be anything to discuss at that meeting anyway.
It'll be September
4th. Well,
I have something to discuss, but it has to be, I was going to talk to you about that. So,
okay. When is our brief due, Harvey?
Our brief is due on September 16th. So we have an August 14th meeting here.
And
so
then September 4th will be the next
we
one.
We won't have a brief of the opening parties. Will be due, the petitioners will be due on August 16th. So by the 14th, we won't have their positions yet.
Right.
Files in advance of the
I always take all the time.
So we will have
nobody I know.
We'll have one meeting September 4th, a before our brief is due, which will be on September 6th.
And would that, without getting into closed session topics, would that be sufficient time for you to have any board input or thoughts or comments regarding
the brief?
So honest, I think that I appreciate the honesty.
There you have it.
Yes, I will be all ears.
I usually send them copies after they're filed, Harvey, so that's fine.
There you go. No, we'll have an open and robust conversation on September.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, any other trustee comments? All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thanks for your patience
today. Thank you.